Hi, my name is Niko Plaskasovitis and you're listening to SBS Greek. Today, I'm joined by Greek-Australian Michael Alexandratos. Michael is a researcher, writer, librarian and record producer based in Eora, Sydney. Amongst various projects, Michael runs a music label focused on his music and recorded sound research called Amnesiac Archive. He also runs the small imprint, Cycladic Press, dedicated to publishing on the margins of modern Greek culture and literature. He currently has 5 different books in varying stages of development and completion that he will be publishing in the near future. Meanwhile, Michael has also recently published a paper titled The Diaspora Queers Back, Reflections on Rebetology and Zine Making. Michael, hello and thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you, Nico. Pleasure.
Before we dive in, I want to say that I'm calling in from unceded Cammeraygal land, just north of Sydney, and I'd like to pay my respects to elders past and present and to extend that respect to any First Nations people listening today. Michael, where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling from Gadigal land of the Eora Nation in Sydney.
Great. Michael, could you tell me a little bit about your imprint, Cycladic Press, to start with? I see that as of now, there's 5 titles listed on your website.
Yeah, so Cycladic Press I actually started in 2016. I started off with a small limited edition zine of Rebetiko lyrics translated into English. And over the next few years, I resolved myself to start publishing proper full-length books through the press. And the main aim that I had from the beginning was to publish works and on themes in modern Greek studies and literature that haven't received the same attention elsewhere.
So in those terms, I've read in other articles of yours, are these the kind of texts that you would call non-canonical works?
It's quite complicated. I mean, taking Ilias Petropoulos, for instance, he's not exactly as well known as Seferis or any of the other sort of modern Greek poets or writers, but a lot of the topics he researched were very marginalized people, sex workers, queer people, prisoners, and also topics in modern Greek studies weren't considered appropriate or academic. So with what I've published so far, there's this non-canonical slant or anti-canonical slant.
So as you mentioned, you've worked and you're working extensively on the poetry and other works of Ilias Petropoulos. What aspects of his work resonate with you so far, and how do you approach the task of translating his poetry into English?
Ilias Petropoulos is a writer that I've come to see as a kind of kindred spirit in a way, because he was very much an autodidact. He didn't have any formal university education. He focused on topics that didn't receive attention outside of the strictures of academic discourse and popular discourse. But as for Petropoulos's poetry, they were actually translated by John Taylor, whose first book I published on Ilias Petropoulos. It was a memoir. And yes, I think we have a lot to learn from Ilias Petropoulos just because of how he was so daring in challenging academic discourses which were very nationalistic, at times even homophobic. So Ilias Petropoulos is a very inspirational figure for me, and it's an honour that I was able to publish both the memoir about him and his collected poetry through my press.
Michael, in a chat that we had in the days leading up to this conversation, you mentioned about a work titled The Other Side of the Moon, an Anthology of Greek Outsider Writing, 1820 to Today. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
So that anthology is something I started working on last year when I was in Greece. I already had an interest in outsider art, in particular Greek outsider art. And along the way, I discovered a whole body of texts and writings by people who were mentally ill or eccentric or who otherwise marginalized or didn't receive much attention in the mainstream literary movements of that time. So it's really an anthology project that's bringing back those kinds of voices and writings from over 200 years of modern Greek literature.
I'm interested to know, what is it exactly that led you to explore these voices in specific to this anthology?
Of course, one of the main motivations was my own lived experience with ill mental health, particular psychosis, and because a lot of outsider writing or even outsider art, it very much comes from the experience of being psychotic as one of the kind of lived experiences that is common to a lot of people whose work is called outsider art or outsider writing. So again, I had some inspiration from Petropoulos in investigating these kinds of marginalized writings and writers. So this anthology project was a way of dealing with my own experiences of ill mental health and giving a voice to other writers throughout modern Greek literary history and making a place for them in an anthology that covers that time period. And I will also be presenting a lecture on my research into outsider writing at the Greek Community of Melbourne on September 7th, which will detail the process I have undertaken in researching these writers and compiling my anthology.
Michael, now on another book that I saw on your website, and I'm hoping to get my hands on it one day, as I've already mentioned to you, is the book titled Queerbetica, which comes from the terms queer and rebetica. And from as far as I know, it's a book dealing with sexual issues emerging from rebetiko. What exactly is queerbetica, first of all, as a term?
Well, queerbetica is a term that I created in order to make a field of study out of queerness and homosexuality in the rebetiko. And I thought that having a kind of term as a point where both others and myself can investigate this topic in both academic and creative forms was something I wanted to do. And queerness in the rebetiko, it hasn't received that much scholarly attention or writing as it should have, even compared to other genres that rebetiko is often compared to, like flamenco or blues or jazz. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to correct that lack of literature and create a new term for both myself and others to investigate this and intervene, have a queer intervention into the study of rebetiko and as well as its performance and creative reusage.
Δεν θα έχεις τέτοια χάρη, πόπο καλέ. Να σου γυρεύουν το φιλί σαν το μαργαριτάρι, πόπο καλέ. Μανελένιο,
wasn't it Ursula Le Guin who came up with the term queer through her sci-fi novels?
No, I think queer was a derogative kind of term, I think, used in the English-speaking world for people who are sexually othered or weird or peculiar. And of course, it came to be used in the terms of, I guess, LGBTQ people. And I think using the term queer instead of any of the other kind of terms used to describe different sexualities or genders, I think queer is a more inclusive term that doesn't really prioritize one experience or one difference over the other.
On that same note, as I mentioned in the introduction earlier, recently in March, I believe, there's this paper titled The Diaspora Queers Back, Reflections on Rebetology and Zine Making. Is this an extension of Queerbetica or is this a whole different chapter of research into this terminology and ideas?
So that paper in particular was based on how I came to construct that Queerbetica book and the anthology in it. And it also details some of the problems I had dealing with rebetiko researchers in Greece and how they were reluctant to talk about this kind of topic or feature it in their own writings. So it was basically an autobiographic piece of how I relate as a queer person to the topic I'm studying, as well as the process involved in writing and researching that book, Queerbetica.
Michael, what are your future plans for Cycladic Press and how do you see it evolving in the coming years?
So I think with my future Cycladic Press publications that my aims, interests and preoccupations of what I want to publish will be made a lot clearer. I understand that all of the books I've published so far have a relation to rebetiko in particular, but I do want to start publishing more Greek queer literature and poetry, more topics that have been marginalized in sort of Greek, modern Greek studies. For example, there's a project I'm working on at the moment of early pornographic periodicals published in the 1950s and 60s in Greece. And also I want to publish more writing and writers who have experienced mental illness, both canonical figures like Mikhail Mitsakis or Romos Filira, as well as other writers who have experienced ill mental health.
Michael, thank you so much again for coming on our show today.
Thank you, Nico. Appreciate it.
Oh,